Nolte, backlash against Fox News explodes. By John Nolte on November 7, 2020. Once the hysteria over the presidential election recedes, it should be interesting to see what the Fox News channel's ratings look like. Online, there is definitely a backlash growing against the disgraced outlet. What should worry Fox above all is that they appear to have forever lost their core viewers, the people who were once the most loyal. You never want to lose your base. Once you lose your base, you're in serious trouble. The backlash had been brewing for a while but really took off after Chris Wallace's dreadful and dreadfully biased and dishonest role as moderator in the first presidential debate between President Trump and Joe Biden. The backlash then went nuclear after Fox News maliciously and erroneously called Arizona for Joe Biden on Tuesday night, a state that is still too close to call. Fox News has stunk for years, but over the past few months it's gone beyond stinking to out-and-out betrayal of its loyal viewers, especially with its presidential polls that are not simply incorrect, they are bald-faced lies. If the ratio on the below tweet from Fox's special report anchor Brett Byer is any indication, the backlash is nearing DEFCON 1. Here are some examples. Take a look for yourself. On Saturday, all Brett Byer tweeted was "Join me plus at Martha McCallum tonight 8 PM on at Fox News," and the responses were both brutal and hilarious. My good faith search of the replies shows 100-1 negative. They all ran along the lines of, no way. At Newsmax at Schmidt NYC all the way. No thanks. Nope. That's a big negative. Nope, done with Fox. Boycott Fox News. Watch on Newsmax. You have lost this loyal viewer. Trying to influence an outcome that is clearly not legitimate. How about no? Done with Fox. I'd rather get another vasectomy without anesthesia, sir. Done with Fox. You sold out on us. Good luck. Sorry, Brett. Fox has jumped the shark. We won't forget. Yikes, the ratio on this. May want to pass that along to Murdoch's. The problem, of course, is that in the form of OAN and Newsmax, Fox has legitimate competition now, and that's just their broadcast competition. Online, Fox has all kinds of competition, including Breitbart News. Juanita Broderick, I believe, speaks for many. What's so awesome about all this is that Fox News is now hated by everyone. The corporate media will always hate Fox. And now Fox has lost its base of support due to its own left-wing bias and a lot of flat-out lying. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.